Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Hey everyone, this is your girl Coach Shea Shazinga, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast Show. Today it is August the 26th of 2019, and this is episode 9. I love the fact that I hear messages from a lot of you that listen to this podcast. I want to thank you for spending the time to listen. Thank you for the messages that you send. It really encourages me to know that we're sharing something that is inspiring you, that is motivating you, that is even challenging you to become better and to take action on living in your purpose and your dream. So we are in a series. This series is overcoming your personal issues, or how your personal issues are affecting your money, how your personal issues are affecting your money. And so in our last show, which was August the 7th, we talked about low self-esteem and what does that look like and how does it show up when it affects your business. So before we do that, though, I got a few things I need to announce. One, I want to say happy birthday to my amazing brother, James Jr. I'm so excited today. It is his birthday, and we are so excited for you. I love you, my brother. I hope you're listening in. God is faithful, and he is blessing you tremendously. And I want to let you know and let the world know how you are an amazing brother. And we are so glad that God allowed us to keep you, and we're so grateful for you. So I wanted to share that. Number two, I want everyone, every boss lady, to go and download your free training at thewomanchristianceo.com. All you have to do is click on free training and you'll be able to download your free gift. If you are a woman who is on a mission to fulfill the plan that God has for you, who is on a mission to create wealth, to leave a legacy, financial legacy for your family, and not just a financial legacy, but a legacy that they can build upon, transforming the lives of people across the world through what you have done, then this is the training you want to download. This training shares principles and strategies that you can implement now to move you forward. It's called the Launch Your Life Coaching Empire Training. The reason why I am particular about life coaching, because I do believe that God is using this platform to change the lives of people across the world. He is using this platform where we are creating real tools, real resources for the lives of people to be changed. So it's very, very important that that you equip this opportunity, say yes to this opportunity, especially if it's free, so you could get started doing what you love. You may say, well, I don't want to be a life coach, Shea. Well, why not? You're already doing it. You're already talking to people, encouraging people, motivating people, giving people ideas and strategies. Why not? Why not use this platform, one, to change the lives of people you've been called to serve, and two, to create income, so you can fulfill the message and create the wealth that you desire to live for your family. So don't forget, go to thewomanchristianceo.com, download your free gift, and you'll be able to listen in on this training, implement some ideas and strategies that will move you forward. All right, so without further ado, let's get into our topic. Our topic today is overcoming personal obstacles, which is procrastination. As I said before, we are in a series, Your Personal Issues Affecting Your Money. The last show was about low self-esteem. This show, it is about procrastination. Now, I know for a fact that many, including myself, do find ourselves in the space of procrastination. In procrastination, it is rooted in fear. I'm going to confidently own that and walk in that. And let me tell you why it's rooted in fear. It is fear of rejection. It is fear of the fear of success. It is fear that you feel like you're an imposter or you may be found out. It is fear of just doing the work. Fear is a very strong spirit that roams the earth, that hinders people in different many forms. And procrastination is one of them. So let's talk about procrastination. The question you have to ask yourself, why am I procrastinating specifically in pursuing my purpose? Why am I procrastinating when it comes to me bettering myself? Why am I procrastinating in moving forward to creating massive income and wealth that I've been given permission to do by God through the gifts and talents that has been placed in me? Why do I procrastinate? The only person that can answer that question is you. My answer for myself is, it is because of rejection. I hate the feeling of being rejected or not accepted. And so I will find myself in this space. But let me tell you, I have gotten victory over the area of procrastination. And let me tell you why I needed victory. Because my yes to my purpose, my yes to my calling, is not only dependent on me. It is dependent on the people that God has chosen me to serve. And because He has chosen me to serve them, I cannot procrastinate. And when I say chosen, that includes my husband. It includes my girls that I take care of, my nieces. It includes my family, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. It includes the people through my business that God is using our organization, our company to serve. It is through our churches, the ministry. So I don't have the luxury anymore to procrastinate because He has chosen me to be a beacon, a tool, an opportunity for others to move forward in their dream and their purpose. Why am I sharing this with you? Because you have been chosen too. God has chosen you to teach people about wealth. He has chosen you to teach people about being healthy. He has chosen you to have how to build an amazing marriage. He has chosen you to be the person that will help people get unstuck in their mindset. There's so many different areas that I can't name them all, but He's chosen you. So you don't have an opportunity to no longer procrastinate. Let me share why procrastination is a detriment to your life. Your purpose, your destiny, the plan God has for you, it is tied to you saying yes and not procrastinating. The longer you procrastinate, the longer you don't move forward, the longer you stand and not take action, that will take much longer for you to go forth in what God has for you. And ultimately, if you don't move forward, at some point, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. And that, my sisters and brothers, is not worth it at all, simply because of how you feel. So let me talk to you a little bit more. I'm almost done because I know this is I don't like to be here too long. I struggled horribly with procrastination because of fear, as I mentioned before. But when I realized how many opportunities I was missing, I began to tackle that self-defeating behavior. Let me tell you, there's so many opportunities to grow a business that I was constantly overlooking because I was afraid of rejection. So I procrastinated in moving forward. So for an example, I used to procrastinate about making my bed until I decided that I wouldn't be a bed maker anymore. Now, I want you to listen to me real good. It was better to admit this to myself and be transparent than to start each day with procrastination. Why am I sharing this with you? Only you can decide what our priorities are for your business day. Only you get to decide. If there's something you consistently procrastinate about, should it be crossed off your list entirely? I'm not saying to be like me and just never make your bed again, but if there's something you hate doing, why not outsource it and be done with it? What am I sharing? If there's something that you really just cannot stand doing, then don't do it. Because then you're just setting yourself for procrastination. But if there's something that only you can do, and the only person that can get it done is you, then that's the thing that you should focus on so you could stop procrastinating and won't miss out on what God has for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to leave with you three tips to overcome procrastination. Number one is to make a list of priorities that only you can do. Number two, delegate the things that you really don't want to do. Number three, the things that is really holding you up in procrastination that you know that only you can do, but is causing you fear. I need you to get support and get help and accountability so you can move forward. Real simple, right? It's not overwhelming, but real simple things. And I need you to realize this. Opportunity plus preparation equals success, or even potential success. Opportunity minus preparation equals wasted potential. While all of us is praying for God to bring increase to our businesses, if there's even one area of your business that you could be doing diligently working on right now and you're procrastinating about it, I challenge you to realize that you're not being a good steward of your time and your talents. God may very well hold back your increase while trying to teach you to do what he already has shown you to do. The next time you feel like procrastinating, pray. Ask God to help you, adjust your attitude, and get the job done. I'm going to leave you with this today. I am really pursuing a healthy lifestyle, and every day I am challenged with procrastination. I always tell myself, oh, I could do it tomorrow. But then I started thinking, tomorrow turns into tomorrow, another tomorrow, and tomorrow turns into another tomorrow. Before you know it, I could be suffering with all types of ailments because I chose not to make my health a priority. So no more procrastination, because I know the end results are amazing when I don't procrastinate. Do you know what your end results are when you don't procrastinate? Do you have any idea the income you can earn, the clients that you can serve in your business? Do you have any idea the career you can have if you don't procrastinate? I will share with you this. Procrastination is not cute anymore, especially if you are a person that is in leadership and you are supposedly helping others. You are not setting an example of what a person needs to be when you are procrastinating. Practice what you preach. Take action on your dreams. Move forward and kick procrastination in the shin so you can get the results that you desire to see in your life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.